Thank you for calling in to Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hello, Whitney. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So I called and I canceled my specials thing because I was going to be billed $40, and I called before it shipped, and I spoke to someone, and they said I would be credited and they would not ship it. And I actually have the specials account here. I have the pieces here. It's been a blessing. Like, I have nothing bad to say about Eagle Moss. Just I have to try to save some money. And so I already took care of that. And the lady, she said, well, you have to go through this and send an email and then they'll approve it and all this and that. And it's like, I called and canceled this and they said it would be credited. I'll send the pieces back. That's not a problem. But I don't want to jump through a bunch of hoops and to try to get something fixed that someone already told me my account would be credited for what I just received and I wouldn't receive it. Now, I've already talked to somebody. I called somebody last week or so. I don't know. I'm sure the calls are recorded and you can find it. And that's all. And she said, well, I can't do anything. That's why I need to talk to the supervisor because I already canceled this. And I already canceled it once. And she said, no, your special isn't canceled. And I said, yeah, that's what the guy told me because that's all I have. I have literally all of the pieces. That's the only thing I have left.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, what they told you, you would have to do send pictures to get it approved to be sent back, and you would have to send it back before we issue any kind of refunds on that.
So basically, the guy who told me he would stop it and refund it, like, that's just, it's like, oh, that doesn't even matter.
Well, unfortunately, once the order is processed through shipment and sent to warehouse already, we can't stop the shipment.
I already spoke to somebody before it was processed.
No, sir. It was already processed at that time. He told you incorrect information. So, yes, sir, you do have to exactly do what they told you to do.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I do apologize. That's protocol, and we have to follow that, sir.
Even though I spoke to somebody, and he told me wrong, you don't stand by your people.
Unfortunately, sir, no, sir. We're going to get with that agent, and we're going to get him written up because he told you incorrect information. Once it's sent to warehouse, we're not able to stop any kind of shipment, sir.
So email me whatever I need to do, or whatever the lady said. It's like, I got to go through all these steps. It's like, this is just ridiculous.
So now what you'll have to do is you'll have to send an email of the picture of the product showing that it's unopened. Once we receive it and review it, you'll receive return address by email to get that shipped back to us.
Okay, so just, I got you on here, so I'm just going to send an email.
So customerservice@eaglemoss.com. Showing that it's unopened and that you'll like to get a return approval to get that shit back.
Okay. To customerservice@eaglemoss.com.
That is correct.
I work in customer service and that's like, customer's always right. And especially when you made a mistake, I shouldn't have to pay for it. But at any rate, that's neither here nor there.
Well, sir, that's this customer service protocol, and we have to abide by that, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure there's always.
So, no, sir, there's no way around that. We have to abide by those rules. I don't make the rules, sir. I just work as a supervisor, and I have to give my customers that information.
Yeah, I get it. I don't matter. It's okay. I understand. Be sure. Okay, I'll send it as an email. And then what do they do when I send it as an email?
They'll give you a return address email approval that you can return, and they'll give you the email, the address to return it.
And I won't have to pay for the return, right?
I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
Am I going to have to pay for the shipping on the return? That's what I'm talking about.
They'll send you a return label. I just advised you of that information, sir.
Thank you're very, very, like, man, for a supervisor, that's like, it's laughable, gosh. Anyways, I hope they give me a survey after this call. I can say that y'all are rude and you suck, but they probably won't, because that's how it works. But anyways, that's all I need from you. You're no help to me now. Thank you.